Welcome back to Business Resolutions with your host, Jorge Gonzalez.
Well, welcome back to Business Resolutions, and my guest is Gilbert Ruchala, and we were discussing the presentation you made today at the workshop. You were the keynote speaker. I found it to be excellent. You really had created tremendous rapport with the students, and you had a great message. What was your goal? What was your goal for that presentation, and what were the instruments to arrive at the goal so effectively?
I guess one major piece would be to include youth, at least in some way, and the people in the audience in the presentation. Just one, to keep people animated. If they're sleeping, then what I'm saying really doesn't get across. And so to make sure that, at least in some way, that young people were looking at other people in the room, were encouraged to talk to their neighbor about something, and really to see each other and themselves as both teachers and learners. So I think that's one big thing that Model UN does, is teach not just speaking skills, but listening skills. So a major thing was having young people and even the adults in the room recognize that we are all teachers, we are all learners, and this is a journey we're on together, and we need to be working together, even with differing opinions, both speaking to lift our own voices and really listening.
So if you're going to say in essence, the message to them to carry out, in 15 or 30 seconds, that says, this is what Yield told me that I came out with. What would you say was that essence of your message?
What I hope they would say is, one, that yes, we're the future as young people, but actually, we're that's already started. That the work we are doing now is already important. That we are young and we are powerful right now. We're not waiting 5 years or 10 years to get to a different position so that we have a voice. So that would be a key piece. And the other part would be the importance of learning and sharing what we're learning, really listening to each other and figuring out steps for action at both a global and a local level.
Right, and in terms of making them right away feel that they're empowered, I thought was very effective. You're first of all getting them to talk to each other as to what they had learned from the video of recapitulating the United Nations efforts during 2011, which were multiple throughout all kinds and very varied and tremendous deaths from Syria and Libya to hunger and hurricane and all. And so what captured their fancy by talking to each other. But then you brought United States had a
the first ever U.S. Youth Observer. The United Nations,
and that was about a month ago.
Mm-hmm.
And then so you describe how she, because it's a young lady, right?
20 yes, her years name old. Is Brooke Loughran. She goes to school in Boston, and she's 20 years old.
And she got in and got her feet wet very quickly. Tell us what happened in her first activity.
Brooke was at the General Assembly and was asked to introduce a panel on social media for social good. And at the last minute, she was asked to actually sit on that panel. And Dr. Babatunde of Nigeria, who is the executive director of the UN Population Fund, spoke quite eloquently about empowering and educating youth to take over the future. And Brooke, the youngest person on the panel, said, "I'm going to make the argument that we've already taken over." And then Brooke pointed to Arab Spring. She pointed to social media, to youth in Israel and Palestine communicating with each other on social media and expressing their interest in building peace and not war with each other. And I just thought that was really must have taken a lot on her part to bring that out there on this panel, and also was one of the most frank and invigorating moments of that panel and of the day.
And I imagine it was a a clear indication of the future is now.
Yes.
I mean, she said, I have power now, and I'm going to argue my position. Yeah, I'm not going to sit back for the future. Yeah, that was tremendous.
And of course, one of the things that Model UN and programs like this do is how do you do that diplomatically? How do we be frank and talk about real problems without doing it in such a way that we're shut out of the conversation? And so it's always that tricky line to walk, and that's what we're all learning.
And there's these, like you mentioned, the three programs that you encourage them to get into a part of the United Nations Foundation and all with the Girl Up, which is for young girls and for them to get together and to see that they have to fight for their rights and have to for the equality and also, I mean, this isn't a thing for the future. It isn't a thing till you're 22. This is now, you know, when you're 12 and 13 and 10 and even younger. It's just
absolutely. That program is to build relationships and understanding for girls around the world and for young women to identify with each other, to realize that, 50% of the population is being left out of a lot of the story we're telling and the resources we have. Connect them to each other and together for them to build the resources and power that women have. And I thought an important moment there was also having just the young men in the audience, addressed, because they need to be allies as well and realize this is not something that just women need to work on, that just girls need to work on. This is our shared issue and the way that together we need to grow and build to work for justice for all people.
That's great. And I think one of the things I think you tied in towards the end, which is what we lack so much. First of all, two things, I think, the best is I got. Two things. One of them is educating yourself and understanding, et cetera, but that doesn't get you far if you don't have action.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, that's just a critical message you can. And I think the other was that with this power and with this unity, we have responsibility. And so, the combination of learning, of action, and of responsibility, and of unity in order to be empowered, I think was a great message. And you did it in a very skillful way. One of the little vignettes there, she had three students stand up and say, "We're the future and we have power." Was that the
student said, "I am young.
I am young.
And I am powerful.
I am powerful.
Right now.
Right now."
And so we had three students stand up and say that. And then we had the whole room stand up and say that. And it really just creates that very clear...
It was the first one, they were kind of sheepish and this and that. Everybody just kind of listened. The second one was, loud, enthusiastic, with a lot of laughter and a lot of, you carried across that
sometimes
message.
Sometimes we just need that clear display of us being stronger together, of our voices being amplified together. And not necessarily all agreeing, but really needing to put our voices together and put them out there.
Anything you want to, say in closing with respect to the experience here in Puerto Rico, or with respect to what we should be doing in Puerto Rico with the Model UN program? Anything you want to share with us that...
I feel super fortunate to get to see what UNA-USA Puerto Rico has been doing with Model UN and the way that it's growing, especially to serve students that haven't had the opportunity to participate in this sort of thing before. I have to say that I brought love into the speech as well.
That's right.
When I was addressing students, I was saying there's this other part that we don't talk about, but the importance of loving ourselves and loving each other and have that be the base of the work we're doing, not just trying to save the world on paper or for a resume, but really trying to support all people and humanity. And in terms of my experience with Puerto Rico, it's a group of Puerto Rican educators who work in Caguas with La Alianza Educativa and Ciudad Educativa in Caguas, who really put that at the forefront for me about a year ago when I got to work with them in Orocovis, that were saying it's crazy that we're not talking about love when we talk about education and we talk about our students. That has to be at the center. And so already the things that I was bringing here today were things that I have learned from from Boriqueños. So I'm so grateful to be back here on this island that has treated me well and so warmly and already taught me a lot.
Well, you've one of the things in your resume, you taught in the Czech Republic, in South Korea, Mexico, Thailand. You worked as a consultant in Mexico, and you worked with Thailand, Burma issues. So you know, I'm not going to say what your age is, but you're half my age at least, and I'm being generous with myself. But you've got tremendous experience, cross multiculturally. Your Spanish is excellent, and your rapport with the young is good, and your rapport with the old, present company included, is excellent. So I want to thank you for joining, and congratulate you for what you're achieving. And I look forward to a relationship that we have with UN USA in the States, and that you stick with it and stick with us and help us going forward.
Thank you so much. I think it's definitely mutual help. We need to build our local voices and power and support local chapters. That's why UNAUSA is part of the UN Foundation, to have those local chapters that know their own needs, that are bringing together people locally, because there's, you know, it's one thing to have these large campaigns, and I think that's great. We need these larger campaigns that we're working on internationally, but if we don't have local bases that know their own contexts and that are supporting the work of the UN internationally and also looking at their own community's needs, we're really not going to have the world we want to see. So I feel so fortunate again to be
okay.
Here. Thanks.
Well, Jill, or we've been saying Jill, that you're saying it's a Polish name, so it's pronounced, even though it's J-I-L-L,
yep.
It's, you pronounce it Jill.
It's non-phonetic, it's a
that's
tricky
good,
one, so it's
good.
Spelled Jill and said Jill, but Jill or Julieta are also fine.
Well, thanks for being with us and having you on my program, and good luck, have a good trip back to
Thank
the States.
Thank you so much,
right,
Jorge.
Take care. We went through the guests that I wanted to cover during the course of today. I hope it gives you a pretty good sense of what the Model UN program involves and why teachers and parents and students, as well as the organization itself, is so enthusiastic about the program. It's a program that's been time-tested, been going on for 50, 60 years. Each year, some 500,000 students participate at all levels throughout all the world in the program. And as some of our guests have stated, it combines a lot of the attributes that we have to nurture in our students. The investigation, have to research, analyze, study issues. You have to put yourself in the shoes of a country that you may not know, and if you do know, you may not agree with, and assume the position of that country. Step into it and understand their position with respect to a particular global problem. You have to then expose and expound verbally on the position of the country that you represent as ambassador before the United Nations. You have to follow the procedures, formalities, with respect that are necessary in a good dialogue, instead of, you know, what you have, some of these shouting experiences that we see so often. You have to then, as one of the students said, probably the most difficult portion, and the most difficult portion of life, is then bring to bear your skills, your emotional intelligence, and your intellect in order to try to reach a consensus and convince people and convince yourself a middle ground sometimes, or maybe it's your ground that is what should prevail. And then you have to put that all in writing that's acceptable to everyone. I hope you enjoyed the program. I invite you to come to my program, listen to my program next week. I urge you to visit my website. You should by now have the data on how to access my website for past programs. And I wish you the best during the course of the coming week. Less stress and be able to resolve your conflicts. Take care.
Thank you for joining our Business Resolutions discussion with Jorge Gonzalez. You're invited to join Jorge and his guest each week at 8:06 Saturday morning, 2:06 Monday afternoon, and 6:06 Friday evening.